number two of Free Talk Live is kicking off with Daryl
and Nemi
filling in for Mark and Ian, who are on an airplane right now flying back from San Jose, California.
And everything is going great in the studio.
Yes, everything is going perfect. There were lights going off earlier, but they went away. The show is...
I can't wait for the boys to be
going
home.
Well... Why do you say that?
I love Mark and Ian, and I also love, you know, I love when they come home, because the lights, when they flash, that it doesn't mean I have to do anything that I don't know how to do, or if something's broken that I don't know how to fix, you know, so it'll be good that they're back. I've missed them.
Well, and I can't wait to hear back.
Yeah, and I can't wait to hear Mark regale me with tales of his chance meeting with Wonder Woman.
Yes, and Captain America, and probably Spider-Man, I think.
Was there a Batgirl there? That's what I'm
I don't. There's always a Batgirl.
You know, it is pretty cliche, isn't it?
It is Comic-Con. I went to one Comic-Con back in 2008, and I think I ran into 5 Batgirls.
Of course you went to a Comic-Con, Daryl.
And I also had my first interaction with furries, and I had no clue what they were.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
I thought it was just some guy that was dressed up as some comic book character that I'd never heard of before.
Now, I'm getting some flack in chat, so I need to clarify that I, too, have been to a Comic-Con. Not dressed as Batgirl or a furry, just to clarify.
You have been dressed as Batgirl before.
I have been dressed as Batgirl before, right here in this very studio,
and,
as a matter of fact.
I believe you were concealed carrying at the time.
I was.
Yeah.
I'm always concealed carrying, Daryl.
Okay, I...
Pretty much.
That's what I've heard. Yeah. You say that you always are, but...
What? I don't need to prove it to you.
I'm pretty sure
you don't really want to find out.
I'm not
Let's
saying
put it that,
that
way.
You have to prove it to me.
Very good.
All I'm saying is that I have been told that you always are, and I don't really want to find out.
Yet again, I will come back to my assertion that's pretty standard here on Free Talk Live, is my safety is my responsibility and no one else's.
Yes.
I believe that we live in a society where government is not obligated to respond. I mean, the Supreme Court of the United States has ruled that police officers are not required to respond, have no duty to protect.
Yeah.
And so whose responsibility is my safety?
Your own.
It's my own. And if I give that away to someone else, then I'm a fool, in my opinion. So anyway, yes, when I was wearing the Batgirl outfit, yes, I was armed. And yes, I generally am armed. And yes, I am capable of defending myself.
Yes.
So moving on to Amy's Bakery.
Yes. The Amy's Baking Company has made a bit of a media firestorm.
Well, sure.
Because if you've ever seen the show Hell's Kitchen, or no, Kitchen Nightmares.
Gordon Ramsay is a controversial figure, kind of mouthy, kind of foul.
And you know, he does both shows. He does Hell's Kitchen and Kitchen Nightmares, and I get those confused.
He has a solid, I think there's Master Chef, too, that he does. He's got a media empire going on. But he's generally a very in-your-face, kind of controversial, swearing kind of person who at least for me, has kind of grown on me, because, you know, he may be a jerk, but he certainly is. He knows what he's doing.
He
he's got
knows
four,
his stuff.
Four Michelin stars, so that's apparently something. So this the idea of this Kitchen Nightmare show is he is called in to kind of rescue a flailing restaurant, and generally
and most of those restaurants are not very organized, they're not very clean, and they're not very appealing to the eye. Well, Amy's Baking Company, which was on the season finale of Kitchen Nightmare about a week and a half ago, is one of those restaurants that, to walk in, it appeared to be a very nice-looking place. The kitchen was very clean. Everything in the freezer was labeled and dated and put in a very orderly manner.
Which is unlike a lot of the places you see.
But the owners, Sammy and Amy, apparently, they claim that their Facebook, Twitter, Reddit, Yelp, and every other social media outlet was hacked. But I don't believe it.
Well, of course I don't believe it either. And this is actually a part of the story that makes Amy's so notable, is this is actually the first episode where Gordon walked out of the restaurant.
Yes.
Certainly in the showdown with a self-centered or egotistical, arrogant owner, Gordon's like, your food is terrible. Your service is terrible.
No, it's not.
You know, no, this is the best. We've been serving it for 30 years. We have a gigantic menu. This is the best thing. It can't possibly be the food. The food is great. And Gordon takes a bite of it, and he spits it out. It's completely disgusting.
Your pizza is doughy.
Yeah, it's gross. This is raw.
The hamburger bun is soggy. The salmon burger bun is dry.
Yeah, and so certainly he goes through... kind of with the more stubborn owners, he goes into a kind of showdown mode where it's shouting at each other, and generally the owner will have some sort of cathartic breakdown and say, oh, you know what, right, you're really right, my food really does stink.
Yeah.
Or my service really does stink, and this is what I really want to do, and it's all supposed to be great and awesome. That didn't happen this time. Gordon said, I'm leaving, and he left, and that is unheard of. I think this is now in its fourth season.
Yeah. I think he said that it was the 100th restaurant that he's been to as part of the Kitchen Nightmare.
You know, and he's done some really great work, and on other places he's done great work, and that he's really gotten someone to recognize that the restaurant industry isn't their calling.
Yeah.
And that it would really be better for them to shut down their project. Or he's worked with several restaurants and gotten them going quite nicely. So this kind of took off, this whole story. So this is notable because Gordon walked out of the restaurant, and these people, the owners, had an absolute meltdown, epic conniption fit on the show. On the show. So this goes live, you know, and they're going out and they're doing damage control, and there's some pretty amazing things going on here. That, you know, we have screenshots online of things that they were saying, just absolutely epic. Epic meltdown. And then they come back and they're like, oh, we didn't really say all those nasty things on our Facebook page. We got hacked, you know, because that's what happens.
Yeah. But if you watch the episode, you can see Sammy, one of the co-owners, yelling at someone, telling him, F you, leave my restaurant, but still pay, even though you didn't get your food.
Yeah.
And then Amy says, I'm calling the cops.
Yeah. Exactly.
Wait, you're calling
please,
the cops?
Please do that.
Because this guy's not paying for food that he didn't
hasn't
get
gotten.
Because he sat here for
an hour
waiting on
That's
a pizza.
Right. That's right. So this is from the Consumerist, actually, picked this up. The restaurant, which has trouble holding on to staff for some reason, they admitted in the show that they've gone through more than 100 people in this little tiny restaurant in a year.
In 1 year.
We have a business like that here in Keene, too, whose reputation precedes him, as I imagine it does for these people in their town. Servers reportedly started $5 plus tips. Staff reportedly received $8 to $14 per night, and the owners kept their tips the time of the Kitchen Nightmares taping in December until last week. And this is a report just out on the Consumerist today. So
and
they're having a hiring fair.
They had the hiring fair
this past
Sunday. They're having the grand reopening tomorrow. And according to...
So if you're in Scottsdale, Arizona...
According to ABC 15 out of Phoenix... They have canceled a press conference that they were planning to have tomorrow where they would answer questions about controversy surrounding the business after its social media meltdown last week. The owners decided to cancel the previously scheduled 1 p.m. press conference due to legal threats from Fox producers and other threats from quote-unquote online bullies.
Anonymous.
That, according to
Anonymous
a press release
Legion, man.
Put out by Sammy and Amy.
Oh. And so anything wakes you up to just how epically fail you've been, it's the internet.
If you have any really horrible restaurant stories, call in. 855-453. This is Free Talk Live with Daryl and Nimmy.
Be honest. Will owning a bigger TV help you get ahead in life? Will another pair of shoes make you a better person? Probably not. But what if you could speak another language? If acquiring a new language excites you more than acquiring more stuff, then wait till you hear this. As part of its biggest language learning event in history, Rosetta Stone is giving away demos of its powerful language learning software absolutely free. For your free demo, call 1-800-921-5663. And Rosetta Stone has made language learning more convenient than ever. Learn on your computer or iPad, then practice on the go with your smartphone or MP3 player without ever opening a book or memorizing boring vocabulary again. Do you want more stuff, or do you want a language that will last a lifetime? After all, it's all about priorities. To try a free demo of this powerful language learning software, call 1-800-921-5663. Again, get your free demo now. 1-800-921-5663. That's 1-800-921-5663.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. May 17th, 2013. Gold opened this morning at $1,377.40. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,413.11, $706.55 for a half ounce, or $353.28 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,413.11, $706.55, and $353.28.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes.
Okay. Can you sell the intangible?
If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at GCNlive.com. Again, that's advertise at GCNlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. 55453. Bring up whatever you want. We're talking about horrible, horrible restaurant owners, and specifically Amy's Baking Company that was on the season finale of Kitchen Nightmares. And apparently the owners had a social media meltdown, but they claimed that they were hacked. But if you watch the episode, then you can judge for yourself. Here in just a moment, Nimi will read some of the things that were screen capped.
Yeah, HuffPost got a great collection of the screen caps available.
But before we get to that, I want to tell you about BitInstant.com. It is the fastest, safest, and easiest way to acquire bitcoins. BitInstant makes it possible for you to deposit money at more than a million locations, including your computer at home, all around the world. And I believe you can go to places like CVS, Walgreens. I think they use the MoneyGram. And I've never actually done this, but I know people that have. And by the time they drive 3 blocks from the CVS back home, the Bitcoins are in their wallet. And all you have to do is go to BitInstant.com, select how you want to fund your account, where your account is, then make the deposit. It's that easy, BitInstant.com. And if you're not familiar with Bitcoins, a great place to start is WeUseCoins.com. Nimi, do you use the Bitcoins at all?
I was fortunate enough to get some Bitcoins when they first came out, and so they're kind of sitting in a box somewhere at my house.
Oh, you have the physical Bitcoins.
Physical Bitcoins, yeah. And it's just pretty cool, yeah. Actually. And so, you know, you come into the show and like, oh, here's some tokens, because they look like game tokens or whatever. And I just took them home, tossed them in my jewelry box, whatever. And they're there, and now they're worth, what, $118 a piece?
Something right
close,
around there.
Yeah,
right around $120 a piece.
Yep. I think that's fantastic. I'm very glad I did not spend them on Tally's Tacos.
Yes.
Even though they are, Tally's Tacos are extremely good.
I wish that I would have kept the Bitcoins that I had. I never received any of the physical Bitcoins. I do have some Bit notes that are basically pieces of paper with the Bitcoin address and then the private key to where you can then pull the Bitcoin off of the note. But a couple of years ago, somebody paid me in some Bitcoins, and I didn't really know what it was, so I sold them off real quick to Mark. And had I kept the Bitcoins that I had a couple of years ago,
you'd be a happy man now.
I could pretty close to pay off my car right now.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so you can find out more about Bitcoins at WeUseCoins.com, and definitely use BitInstant.com to fund your Bitcoin account.
Awesome.
Nimi, tell us more about the Amy's Baking, and actually read some of these things that were screen captured before they were deleted, and then before Amy and Sammy said, oh no!
We've been hacked.
We've been hacked on every social outlet that we have.
That's right. So these screen caps are from Huffington Post from earlier this week. Amy's Baking Company Bakery Boutique and Bistro. You are all little punks. Nothing. You are all nothing. We are laughing at you. All of you, just fools. We have God on our side. You just have your sights. Well, that's not very nice, is it? And we have, you people are all S-word. Yelp, S-word, Reddit's S-word, every S-word. Come to here, I will effing show you all. Really? I don't think I want to go to your restaurant because I hear you serve crappy food. And then we come back a couple hours later, all in caps. You don't know us. We will thrive. We will overcome. We are starting our family. We will teach our child exactly what God wants in their path. We will teach them how to fight against oppressors like you people. And here's where the typos start. We will start a generation of truthfulness, and I will fight to bring places like Yelp and Reddit and horrible people like Gordon to the light. You really mean it when it's all in caps.
Well, here's my question about their child. Is it an actual child, or is it one of the children trapped in a cat's body?
I don't know. Enlighten the listeners, please.
Okay, yeah. During the show, they were asked about their family, and Amy said, we have 3 little boys that are trapped in cats' bodies. They're cats. Our children are cats. I speak feline. And then she started meowing for the camera. And now, I have occasionally meowed just to confuse people, but I've never claimed to speak feline. I've never claimed that a cat was my child. And Yeah, so it's one of those
and you know,
things
if you do, I'm not saying that I do this. I mean, I have
insane.
A cat who doesn't, she's a reformed feral. She's enjoying retirement. She curls up in her little chair by the window all the time, doesn't move. I don't call her my furry child. I think if you do that, that's cool. I just wouldn't do it on national television.
Right.
I think it's kind of a bad move PR-wise.
Yeah.
But I don't think Amy's really understood. And I come back to Gordon Ramsay's reputation. Did these people not know what they were signing up for?
No, I think they knew exactly what they were signing up for. And I think they thought that Gordon Ramsay would come in and say, wow, your restaurant is beautiful. Your food is great. Why are people saying that you have bad food?
Right.
Why are people saying you have bad service?
What's the common denominator here?
Yeah. He thought, or Sammy and Amy thought that Gordon was going to say, you guys are great and wonderful, and we actually have a caller who wants to tell us how great and wonderful we are.
Fantastic.
Howie is in Pennsylvania.
Howie.
You are on Free Talk Live with Daryl and Nimmy.
Hi, Daryl and Nimmy. How you guys doing?
Evening,
doing
Howie.
Doing well.
I just wanted to say hello. This is, like, really cool because I like you guys and, like, I like your hosting as co-host on Free Talk Live, so this is awesome.
Well, thanks. It's great to hear your voice, cool. Howie.
I might get a beef and beer for, like, a guy whose family knows my boss, and they're all, like, FBI agents, but I got taken here, and I'm, like, drinking a lot of beer, and I ate 20, but it's just an interesting thing because that's the way our society is. It's like everybody's like focused. I don't know. People are good, and they do have associations with like this fire company stuff and law enforcement. But the whole thing is I've like seen everything that happened in Philadelphia this past weekend with Adam Kokesh.
Tell us more about that. Yeah, please tell us more about that, Howie, because I don't think we've talked about that yet.
It's disgusting that they abused. I mean, he didn't do anything wrong. All the guy was doing was standing at a peaceful protest. It was the fifth protest in Philadelphia for the smokeouts they were having, and everyone has been peaceful so far. And just this
except
last
except the
weekend,
cops.
It's just, yeah, but just... Philly cops don't care. They won't really. They don't care about cannabis. I think it's all the feds that Adam like fired him up, and they took him out, man. And I don't even know where he is right now. You know, like that's the thing. This is my town. Like I see people like on. They're sitting in front of the 7th and Arch. Like,
hey, Howie, hold your thought. We'll bring you over in the next segment. Oh, and I accidentally dropped Howie. Howie,
call back. Howie.
This is Free Talk Live. You take control, 855-450-FREE.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with nature's natural antiparasitic, antiviral, antifungal, antibiotic, Allicin, the heart of garlic. Get concentrated protection with Alli-C and Alli-Ban from Affinity Health Products. One capsule of Alli-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills with no garlic breath. Alli-Ban has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with 3 times more strength than leading brands and costs less. Go to Alli-C.com, spelled Alli-C.com, or call 855-ALLISON. That's 855-255-4246. That's 855-255-4246. Protect yourself with Alli-C and Alli-Ban from Affinity Health Products at Alli-C.com.
Being prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words. Disaster. Stuff. Add .com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey system and get free shipping plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost, and protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words,
DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel Body Armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food waste in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Welcome back to Free Talk Live. You take control. The phone lines are open, 855-450-FREE. And hopefully I don't make the same mistake with you that I made with Howie and accidentally drop you when I meant to put you on hold. So, Howie, you are allowed to call back in. Normally it's one call a night.
Turn my mic on, would you please? That's awesome.
Yeah. Normally it's one call a night, but when the host makes a mistake and drops you instead of putting you on hold, you are allowed to call back.
That's right.
So it's Daryl
and Nemi,
and we are filling in for Ian and Mark, who are coming back from San Jose, California.
Bitcoin 2013.
And we're talking about kitchen nightmares. Literally, kitchen nightmares.
Kitchen meltdown, really.
And kitchen meltdown and social media meltdown. Because Amy's Baking Company, which you may have heard of from the television show Kitchen Nightmares, they had a social media meltdown. But then, after it was over, claimed every social outlet that we have was hacked. And they're actually having a grand reopening tomorrow.
Yeah.
And there was supposed to be a press conference at 1 o'clock tomorrow. That was canceled because allegedly they were threatened with legal action from Fox Television, which is the company that broadcasts the show Kitchen Nightmares. And, Nimi, you were reading some of these screen caps.
Yeah, I have an article up from HuffPo that has some screen caps of the Facebook page for Amy's Baking Company, Bakery, Boutique, and Bistro. And so Sammy is the husband half here, yes. Amy's husband. And he comes
apparently
on.
A former gangster playboy from Las Vegas.
Yeah, sounds like it. And I says, this is Sammy. This is on Facebook, and I'm reading from a screen cap. These have now been deleted, of course. He said, I'm keeping note of all the names here. We will be pursuing action against you legally and against Reddit and Yelp for this plot you have come together on. You are all just punks. He says, to all of the Yelpers and Reddits, bring it on. You are just a word I can't say on the air.
Yeah.
Come to Arizona. You are weaker than my wife and weaker than me. Oh, wow. What? I'll get back to that in a second. Come to my business. Say it to my face. Man to man, my wife is a jewel in the desert. You were just trash. Reddits and Yelpers are just working together to bring us down. Pathetic. And then back to caps. I am not stupid. All of you are. You just do not know good food. It is not uncommon to resell things. Walmart does not make their electronics or toys, so lay off. So
that was because there were some of the things on their menu that were being passed off as fresh, made
and repackaged.
In the kitchen.
That's right, and that's pretty standard for Gordon to go in and say, "Oh, fresh catch of the day," and then have them serve it, and it's frozen.
Yes,
and maybe to most people that doesn't matter. To Gordon, it's a big deal. And if your goal is to become a fine dining establishment,
if you tell me that something is fresh, I expect it to be fresh.
Fresh, not frozen.
I'm not going to necessarily be able to taste the difference the way a well-trained chef
with palate, right?
But don't pee on my leg and tell me that it's
raining.
Raining,
right? And there was a show a couple weeks ago where the woman said, "Oh, the soup of the day," and Gordon said, he just pulled her aside and said, "Lady, the soup of the day is supposed to change." And she said, "I didn't know that. The soup du jour is supposed to change every day. It was they were serving the same soup every day." She's like, "Oh, I thought that just meant that." It's the soup we're serving today. It is the soup of today. I was really?
Yeah.
What business do you have running some sort of restaurant if you don't know what soup du jour means?
Yeah.
Come on. I am not a culinary
genius.
That's
like daily special means right. Whatever special. Monday is this.
Right.
Tuesday is this. If it's your all-the-time special, it's your
it's
breakfast
not special.
Special.
Right. It's not special.
It's not really special, but if it's a lower price, then if you were to buy everything, you know, like give me 3 scrambled eggs, 2 pieces of toast, or you could get the breakfast special, and then it's a dollar less than if you bought everything individually. So it could sort of be a special or a combo nonetheless. But the Washington Post, in their article on this, they put together a brilliant list of how to lose an argument on the internet. And I shared this on the Free Talk Live Facebook page that you can find at facebook.com/freetalklive. And Amy's Baking Company did all of these things. Type in all caps. Explain that God is on your side.
Mm-hmm.
Call the other person a rude 4-letter, 3-letter, 5-letter, 6-letter, 10-letter, or 12-letter name.
Well, fat, disgusting losers. I don't see 12 letters in there, but continue.
Yeah, I don't know of any 12-letter words that are radio-friendly.
Enlighten me.
Other than possibly a monosyllabic imbecile.
Mm.
If you hyphenate it, it's all one word. That's one of the rules.
Oh, I see. Okay. All in caps.
Yeah.
Well, all one word. Got it.
Yeah. So, you know, 12-letter words. Explain that you were right because the other person is an idiot while misspelling something within the sentence. Use erratic punctuation or grammar while calling the other person stupid. Also do this in all caps.
Mm-hmm.
Describe your cats as little boys in cat bodies or little people in cat suits. Or children, but actually cats, but really children, or non-human children. Refuse to stop arguing. And when the backlash starts, insist that you were hacked.
The only thing that they haven't done here is really throw down Godwin and say, oh, the Nazis were involved. You know, there's some sort of Nazi plot afoot. Just going through there are probably 15 more screen caps of things that were said on this company's website. And I feel a little empathy isn't the word. I try to be an empathetic person. But then there's just the wanton, willful stupidity in play here.
Yes.
That at some point you've got to realize you have poked the angry hornet's nest that is the internet.
Yes.
And you should really just sit down and say, you know what? You're right, world. Maybe I was off on this one. Yeah. And, you know, rather than say, oh, you disgusting people, we were hacked.
I went to their Facebook page, and they posted something last week about their grand reopening. And it said, we want the market to decide who is right, the community that has supported us for all of these years, or some television chef.
I'm sorry, one more time?
They want to allow the market to decide who is right, either the community that has supported them for the past several years, or a television chef.
I think it's disingenuous to say the community has supported them for this many years, because generally when you see, I watch the show, it's a guilty pleasure of mine, so when it comes up in my Hulu queue, I'm really excited. I get to see Gordon tear into somebody. The general theme here is you're not doing well. That's yes. Why you call this great chef in to kind of breathe life into your restaurant. And they obviously did not know who they were dealing with, or maybe they knew to an extent that maybe they should have their kitchen cleaned up a little bit, because that's one of the places he looks. But I have a real hard time with finding any empathy for these people.
Yeah.
Because at one point, you know, it's a meltdown is one thing. Losing your head in a moment is one thing. I can certainly understand that maybe there's pressure having these cameras in your restaurant. But give me a break. At what point do you just say, okay, I lost this one. I'm gonna do the honorable thing and say, okay, you know what, I messed up. Please help me make my restaurant better.
Yeah.
And have some humility about it. Or at least be humble, you know, anyway.
So it seems to me that that is not a good restaurant experience based on what I saw on the television show. But have you ever had a really horrible restaurant experience, or just a really unusual restaurant experience? I've got a story about an unusual restaurant experience, and I'll tell you that in the next segment. And your calls are welcome, 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live with Daryl and Nimmy filling in for Mark and Ian.
Have you considered getting some storable food for emergency situations? Emergencies can take many forms. Weather, blackouts, unemployment, fiscal collapse, just to name a few. You know when emergency is going to strike. You just don't know when. Stored food is a basic form of insurance for you and your family. And cost-effective insurance at that. The Legacy Premium brand can get you 100% GMO-free, MSG-free, artificial flavor-free, preservative-free food for as little as $1.53 a meal. That is, on average, half of the cost of their competition. Go to food.freetalklive.com and check out the chart that compares Legacy Premium to their competition. Legacy Premium is the best. They've got an oxygen absorber in every nitrogen-flushed Mylar pouch. Vegetarian and gluten-free options, they are the best in price, storability, and taste. Free shipping on all orders. Go to food.freetalklive.com and check out the comparison chart and the great specials. It's food.freetalklive.com.
You've seen them on Doomsday Preppers. You've seen them on network television, Shipping Wars, and the History Channel. Now, the strongest shelters money can buy are here. Atlas Survival Shelters, made in America from 10-foot diameter galvanized corrugated pipe, up to 11 times stronger than square box shelters, and built to last up to 200 years. And you won't believe the amenities. Atlas shelters contain microwaves, refrigerators, big screen TVs, water tanks, septic systems, bulletproof hatches, and much more. Virtually everything you have at home, just buried 20 feet deep and bombproof. See the amazing Atlas Survival Shelters at atlassurvivalshelters.com or call 1-855-4-BUNKER. That's 855-4-BUNKER or atlassurvivalshelters.com. Financing now available. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition. reputation by serving thousands of worldwide customers with Real People customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
This message dares all fish oil consumers. Yes, many people now take fish oil supplements, but the makers of K48 Plus want you to know it's not what you consume, but how it is absorbed that counts. So we dare you to compare fish oil with K48 Plus. K48 Plus, an omega-3 powerhouse, is made with the highest grade and most potent dose of krill oil available, and is 48 times more easily absorbed than common fish oil. K48 Plus is both a remarkable anti-inflammatory as well as a powerful antioxidant. If you suffer from ailments such as diabetes, COPD, autism, arthritis, depression, migraines, lupus, Alzheimer's, glaucoma, joint pain, high cholesterol, memory loss, or Crohn's disease, you need to see the K48 Plus video at livepremium.net. That's L-I-V-E premium.net. Or please call 208-521-3601. That's 208-521-3601 and ask about K48 Plus. Restore hope, optimize health with K48 Plus.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Welcome back to Free Talk Live. This is Daryl
and Emmy
filling in for Mark and Ian, who are on their way back from California. They were at the Bitcoin Conference 2013. The Future of Payments, I think, is the subtitle of that was. And it appeared that they had a lot of fun out there.
They sure did.
They ran into some comic book goers, comic book characters.
And they ran into a lot of very influential people in the Bitcoin industry.
Yes, they did.
I'm not a huge, I'm not really in the field. I don't know a whole ton about Bitcoin. What I know I've learned through working here at Free Talk Live. I do have some Bitcoins. Like we said in the last segment, I have some physical Bitcoins. So I'm really grateful to the guys to go out and when they go out to these things, because they really are a valuable resource to me in terms of bringing information. And I think this last week was really, really great for everybody who was interested in learning more about Bitcoins.
And if you want to know a place where you can use your Bitcoins to get real physical items, go to BitcoinStore.com. The Bitcoin Store has more than 500,000 items ready for immediate shipment with 0% markup. And they get their consumer electronics from Ingram Micro. Many of these items are cheaper than any place else on the internet. It's the easiest way to convert your Bitcoins into real-world items. And non-Bitcoin users can save money by buying from BitcoinStore.com instead of other online shops. And the government cannot track what you buy from Bitcoin Store. You don't need to give your real name. You can remain anonymous. You just have to give them an address of some sort to where they can deliver your products. BitcoinStore.com. So, Nimmy, we were talking about restaurants and bad restaurant experiences.
Oh, terrible. Yes, and you have a story.
I actually have two stories.
Fantastic. Can't wait.
When I was a child, my dad decided that he wanted to try getting into the restaurant business. And
what was he by trade to begin with? Was he involved in that?
I don't think he's anything by trade. He was a restaurant manager for several years. He worked for the Alabama Highway Department for a couple of years, decided that he wanted to be self-employed, which is very admirable.
Yeah, sure, absolutely. If you can make it happen.
He ran a concession stand for several years and decided that he wanted to open up a restaurant. So he opened up a restaurant, and like a good person would do. He had a satisfaction guarantee.
Mm-hmm.
If you're not happy, you don't pay. Well, I remember one specific incident. I think it happened not too long after he opened, which was also by chance not too terribly long before he closed, where a man came in and ordered a 32-piece shrimp dinner. The man ate all of the shrimp and then said, they were undercooked, I'm not happy. And so based on the satisfaction guarantee, if you're not 100% happy, you don't pay, the guy got a free dinner. And I'm guessing that this happened more than once. I can just only recall the one instance off the top of my head. But the weird restaurant story that I have, and I don't think I've ever actually had a bad experience at a restaurant. I've certainly had bad service, but never a thing to where, you know, on the level of Amy's Baking Company to where I get cussed out by the owner.
I don't think I have certainly had experiences with out-of-control restaurant owners. I consider myself fortunate in that I dated a chef. So I know that what you see is not what you get.
Right.
And so, yeah, I don't really go out to a whole lot of restaurants because you never know what's going on in the kitchen. You know, in his kitchen, they would let people come in and walk through. You know, come look at the kitchen. And I know that that's kind of, maybe it's an unorthodox thing. Hey, I'm here for a burger. Can I look at your kitchen? You know, but I think really I am very wary of going out to eat at places that I'm not familiar with I don't know people who work there.
That's one reason I like the short order restaurants. Because you can see the kitchen.
Hmm.
Like Waffle House is...
I would never eat at a Waffle House.
They have excellent food. You get grits with everything. And it's the only place that you can go at 3 o'clock in the morning and get a decent meal.
Okay. I don't know where the closest Waffle House is. I will not go to one. I don't believe that they're in northern New England anyway. I know I've seen them south. Maybe Massachusetts, definitely Connecticut, Rhode Island. Up here it's more of a Denny's. Also, disgusting kitchen. Would not go there to eat myself. Now, you know, to each their own. I certainly know that we live in a fast food, a very high-paced society. So, you know, thank you, drive-thru. I just got this sandwich in a, what is it, Jim Gaffigan says, it's wrapped up like a little engagement ring present for you. You know, so you open up your burger and there it is. You know, hooray. But I personally, like I said, these shows are not surprising to me because I was well-educated by someone who's worked in his share of kitchens. And, you know, he wouldn't go out to places that he wasn't well-versed, you know, wasn't familiar with. So, yeah, I think of these shows, and it's like, gosh, you know, it could just as easily be the diner down the street, and I would never know.
Right.
So that's kind of, I don't really do that.
Yeah. Well, when I worked for an airline several years ago, I used to travel on my days off because that's one of the perks of working for the airline. So one time I flew to the Bahamas. And I asked somebody at the airport, I said, hey, can you point me to a good restaurant? And they told me the name of a restaurant. And so I jumped in a cab, told the cab driver, yeah, take me to this restaurant. So he dropped me off. It was a real small, tiny little restaurant right across from the beach. And I look on the menu, and I'm fried fish. Okay. Can't go wrong with fried fish, right? So they bring it out, and crazy American, I'm thinking battered, deep-fried filet. They had pan-fried the fish and brought it out, and the face is looking at me. It still had the fins, and it still had the skin, but they had pan-fried the fish.
Don't you know how to fix that, Daryl?
Yeah, you pull the skin back, squirt lemon on it, and then eat it. But I stared at it for about 10 seconds, just thinking, crazy American, this is not what I thought I was ordering.
That's right. Right.
But then I peeled it back, and it was one of the best pieces of fish I had ever had. Yeah. But it's just one of those unforgettable restaurant experiences, because it's not exactly what you're expecting.
That's right.
But in a much better way than, wow, that's not what I was expecting, and it's horrible. It's that's not what I was expecting, and wow, this is really great.
Yeah, I haven't been pleasantly surprised by a restaurant experience in a long time. So I'm pleased your fish worked out.
Yes. Yeah, I like eating good meals. I love eating fish and seafood and lobster and crab legs.
Yeah, I'm all about doing that at my house. I don't know.
I don't like cooking. I can cook very well. I just don't like cooking for myself.
I'm not terribly talented as
Why
a cook.
Why should I dirty every dish in the house to make myself a five-course meal that I'm then going to sit down and eat by myself and feel horrible because I'm eating by myself?
Well, why are you feeling horrible that you're eating by yourself? I have a great deck where I live, and I am quite pleased to make myself a decent breakfast. This is actually kind of unheard of for me because I'm not, like I said, I'm not really a great cook. But now I've got this space where, you know, yeah, I can cook for myself or cook for my housemates and really kind of enjoy it. And that's kind of a switch for me because normally it's just like, oh, I'll just grab a sandwich or I'll grab something as I'm running because yeah. It's such a frenetic, high-paced life. That I live anyway. I know that it's typical for a lot of Americans.
I don't like holidays, but if there are going to be people around, I will cook the best ham that you will ever put in your mouth.
I'm pretty good at finding people who cook on holidays. That's one of the benefits of being a black sheep. You get all sorts of invites to all sorts of free food, and you rarely get pulled into doing dishes.
If I'm cooking food, I want to cook for more than just myself.
There you go.
Because it makes no sense to dirty 10 dishes for one person to have a meal. This is Free Talk Live. Your call is welcome. 855-453. Stay tuned. Hour 3 is next after the news.
Money's tight and gas is expensive. Learn how each time you fill your tank, you can get 10 to 20% better mileage. That could easily save you $1,000 a year. I've been using the Fuel Treatment XFT in my cars for over 6 months. I keep track of my mileage and it works. Save yourself $1,000 a year. Start using XFT. Go to xft.freetalklive.com. Improve fuel economy, prolong engine life, increase horsepower, and reduce emissions. It works. xft.freetalklive.com.
If you don't feel as good as you'd like, or if you're looking to get a jump start on a new healthier you, Youngevity has your answer. The Healthy Start Pack is antioxidant rich and beyond compare because you get all 90 essential nutrients and 115 fruits and vegetables. To order your Healthy Start Pack today, call 607-739-5595. Again, that number is 607-739-5595. Once you start taking the Healthy Start Pack, you will see and feel why our motto is 90 for life.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.